From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of mourners gathered to pay respects to those killed in a black church in Charleston, South Carolina this week. A makeshift shrine of flowers, balloons, cards, and stuffed animals has formed in front of the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. VOA's Amanda Scott visited the church Saturday and said that leaders are planning services at normal times on Sunday.
A couple of hours after we got on the scene, the presiding pastor of the church came out and made an announcement that they would be reopening for Bible study as well as for church and, you know, just opening themselves as a place where the church members and members of the neighboring community could come and pay their respects and move on from the tragedy that happened earlier this week.
That's VOA's Amanda Scott. You can find full coverage of this story by visiting our website, www.voanews.com. A car bomb exploded outside the Kabat al-Mahdi Mosque in Sana'a's Old City Saturday, where Houthi rebels and other Shiites gather to pray. Security officials said that at least two people were killed and six others injured in the blast. Video from the scene showed the charred remains of the car outside the mosque, surrounded by blast debris. The Islamic State claimed credit for the attack. This is the second attack in Yemen's capital city claimed by the Islamic State affiliate in Yemen. On Wednesday, a series of bombings killed at least four people and wounded 60 others. Meanwhile, airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition continued Saturday, hitting Sana'a International Airport and a nearby military base. This is VOA News. Saturday was World Refugee Day, and UN Special Envoy Angelina Jolie joined UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres at the Midyat refugee camp in Turkey. At a joint news conference, Jolie said that the world has largely ignored the refugee crisis.
We should call this what it is. This is not just a refugee crisis, but a crisis of global security and governance that is manifesting itself in a world refugee crisis that is the worst ever recorded.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says in a new report that a record number of people, nearly 60 million this year, have been forced to flee their homes in search of safety. The UN says one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or is seeking asylum. The UNHCR says that if this were the population of a country, it would be the world's 24th largest. The United States on Saturday called on debt-ridden Greece to make some tough fiscal decisions, leading to a quick deal with international creditors to prevent the potential breakup of the 19-nation eurozone. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, speaking to CNN, said that Athens should act now or risk ruining the country's economy and devastating Greek society. The near-bankrupt Greek government needs to reach a so-called cash for reforms deal by June 30th to avoid defaulting on $1.8 billion worth of loan repayments to the International Monetary Fund. Greece also owes a $7.6 billion payment to the European Central Bank in July and August, but has so far balked at austerity demands from creditors in exchange for further cash. Negotiations remain at a standstill ahead of an emergency summit of European leaders set for Monday in Brussels. At least 15 Somali police officers were killed in a raid on a checkpoint in Afgoy, about 30 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. Officials, including the governor of Lower Shabelle, said that heavily armed al-Shabaab fighters attacked a police checkpoint overnight and briefly captured the station. However, they were pushed back by security forces early Saturday. The governor said that troops pursued al-Shabaab fighters and a second fierce battle erupted in an area called Ghad Dhofar. The violence is the latest by al-Shabaab militants focusing on government targets as they try to topple the government and create an Islamic State. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.